House come to order. Will the members please register their presence by voting? Has any member failed to register their presence? Clerk may take the roll. Excuse me.
Thirty-six present, four absent.
Mr. Miller.
Mr. Speaker, Representative Eliason is excused from the call of the House today. I have information that Representative Kelly is ill in Anchorage, and apparently Representative Sullivan as well. Although I don't get that information quite as direct, but in any case, they are out of town. So I'll move and ask unanimous consent that Representatives Kelly and Sullivan be excused from the call today and tomorrow.
Without objection.
And I'll move and ask unanimous consent, Mr. Speaker, that any other absent members be shown as excused on official state business.
Hearing no objection. House, please rise for prayer by Reverend W.D. Kirk of the Baptist Church.
Thank you for your perfect providential care during the night, O God, and for this day, for this privilege of prayer and praise and petition, we thank you. We gladly acknowledge that every good gift and every perfect gift has come from you. We thank you for the gift of freedom, the freedom to be, and the freedom to serve. Lord, may the thoughts and the actions and the deliberations of today be of such that they will continue and enhance our gift of freedom. We pray for those who are absent today in case of illness. May you bless and undergird and heal their bodies and restore them to their work that they may accomplish your purpose. We ask for your divine blessings upon our president, upon our governor, and upon this body. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Clerk certify to the correctness of the previous day's journal.
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 72nd day.
Mr. Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I'll move and ask unanimous consent this body approve the journal as certified by the Chief Clerk for the 72nd day.
There are no objections, so ordered. Mr. Miller.
Mr. Speaker, may we be at ease.
House will stand at ease. House come to order.
Speaker.
Mr. Miller?
Mr. Speaker, before we get into today's business, I'd like to make an announcement and pass this sheet around. We announced yesterday that the loggers would appreciate having an indication of whether we will be able to attend their luncheon on March 26th. That's a Friday. Quite a number, did not respond to checking in with Sergeant Arms. So I'm going to pass around one of these sheets, and if you feel that you would like to attend the luncheon, please just check off by your name, and then the last person that gets the sheet, return it to the Sergeant of Arms.
Does the clerk, this does bring us an introduction to guests, so the guests will be introduced to the House. Mr. Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A, we have Mr. John Collette from Fairbanks. Also, Mr. Speaker, in Gallery B, although she's been introduced before, I'd like to introduce again Sandra Stringer.
Representative Rudd.
Mr. Speaker, in Gallery A is Cameron Edmondson, who is a friend of mine from Anchorage, also former Commissioner of Economic Development for the state.
Other guests for introduction. Clerk, have messages from the governor. Messages from the Senate.
I have a long message that's been duplicated and placed on each member's desk. The Senate has passed committee substitute for House Bill number 159, Judiciary, with the following amendments.
We can waive the reading of the message. It's on every member's desk. The clerk, have other messages.
The Senate has passed the following, and it is transmitted herewith for consideration. Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 157 by the Labor and Management Committee. By the Labor and Management Committee, an act relating to the Public Employment Relations Act and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Clerk, have general communications.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Commerce has had Senate Concurrent Resolution 77 relating to the establishment of a comprehensive and meaningful agricultural policy for the state of Alaska under consideration. Four of the members of the committee recommend it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, concurred in by Bradley, Wallace, Fisher, and McKinnon. Having no recommendation, Urien and Freeman. Senate Concurrent Resolution number 77 has no further referral. The Committee on State Affairs has had Senate Concurrent Resolution number 90 relating to the timely completion of the highway link between the Yukon Territory and Skagway, Alaska, under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 90 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, Chairman, and concurred in by McKinnon, Miller, Parker, and M. Byrne. Senate Concurrent Resolution number 90 has no further referral. The Committee on Commerce has had Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 526 amended relating to safety provisions in elevators under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, concurred in by Bradley, Wallace, Freeman, Fisher, and McKinnon. Urien signed, recommend up or down. Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 526 amended has no further referral. The Committee on Labor and Management has had Senate Bill 641 relating to wage rates under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Smith, Chairman, concurred in by Smith, Urien, Huntington, and M. Byrne. Senate Bill 641 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Committee on Judiciary has had sponsor substitute for House Joint Resolution 39 proposing an amendment to the Alaska Constitution, establishing a permanent fund for certain proceeds derived from non-renewable resources under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Joint Resolution 39 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Gardner, Chairman, concurred in by Gardner, Eliason, Bradley, Cotton, Parr, Brown, and Specking. There is a chairman's report attached. Sponsor substitute for House Joint Resolution 39 has no further referral. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Joint Resolution 41 requesting the Secretary of the United States Department of Transportation to transfer Southeast Alaska from the Pacific Standard Time Zone to the Yukon Standard Time Zone under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 41 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, Chairman, concurred in by Parker, Wallace, Fisher, and Miller. McKinnon has no recommendation. House Joint Resolution 41 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 185, expanding Denali State Park, under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Malone, Chairman, concurred in by Naughton, Itta, Duncan, Buchholz, Malone, and Greening. Having no recommendation, Haugen and Guy. House Bill 185 has no further referral. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Bill 627, relating to public employees' retirement, under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 627, and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, Chairman, concurred in by McKinnon, Miller, Parker, and M. Byrne. House Bill 627 has no further referral. The Committee on Labor and Management has had House Bill 662, relating to workmen's compensation, under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 662, and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Smith, Chairman, concurred in by Urien, Huntington, M. Byrne, and Smith. House Bill 662 has no further referral. The Committee on Judiciary has had House Bill 871, relating to the number of superior and district court judges, under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Gardner, Chairman, concurred in by Gardner, Cotton, Specking, and Bradley. House Bill 871 has a further referral to Finance. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Clerk, have special committee reports.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 113 by the Select Committee on Education, requesting the governor to exercise the state option to purchase Alaska Methodist University.
Education and Judiciary.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
The clerk have bills for introduction.
House Bill Number 881 by the State Affairs Committee by request, an act relating to interference with physician-patient relationships.
HESS and Judiciary.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Brings us to the daily calendar. Would the clerk read the first item? Mr. Malone.
Speaker, I'm to greet at ease, please.
House will stand at ease. Mr. Malone.
Thank you, Speaker. No objection. I'd like to have the finance referral for House Joint Resolution Number 41 dealing with the time zone changes waived.
No objection. Then the referral will be waived for HJR 41. The clerk read the first item on the calendar.
House Bill Number 119 by Miller, Duncan, and Fisher, an act providing that absence from the state for medical reasons shall not be considered in computation of longevity bonus and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Health, Education, and Social Services has had House Bill 119 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mrs. Sullivan, Chairman, concurred in by Sullivan, H. Byrne, Parr, Osterbach, and Ostrowski. Having no recommendation, Hackney and Davis. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 119 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 119 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Malone, Chairman, concurred in by Cooper, Haugen, Naughton, Duncan, Buchholz, Malone, Greening, and Itta. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute be accepted in lieu of the original bill.
There is no objection. The committee substitute is adopted. Does the clerk have amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Bill 119 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, House Bill 119 is advanced from second to third reading, placed in final passage. Will the clerk read the bill for the third and final time?
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 119 by the Finance Committee, an act providing that absence from the state for medical reasons shall not be considered in computation of longevity bonus and providing for an effective date.
Bills before you for discussion. Mr. Malone.
Just a brief explanation of the bill. The bill itself is self-explanatory. The Finance Committee bill represents an attempt to eliminate any unnecessary paperwork. The under the existing law, longevity bonus law, the recipients have to qualify and so forth. We thought this could be set up without the specific language that was in the original bill. The information to the members, the cost of the legislation computed by the Department of Administration is $92,700 for fiscal year 1977. I'm imagine it would be, proportionally speaking, similar for the balance of this fiscal year. In other words, about $50,000.
Well, Mr. Urien.
Mr. Speaker, I'm just curious as to why we're limiting this to 90 days, and also if a person is outside for medical treatment for 90 days this year, then he goes out again 90 days next year, can he no longer receive this? Can he not receive it the following year after his 90 days are up?
Mr. Malone.
Mr. Speaker, the bill talks about one absence of 90 days. If that absence were interrupted by a period of residency within the state, I imagine the recipient under the legislation would be eligible for another 90-day absence.
Any other discussion? Question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 119 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk may close the roll. Any member wish to change their vote, clerk may take the roll.
Thirty-seven yeas, no nays, three excused.
So the bill has passed the House. Mr. Miller.
Mr. Speaker, this bill has what amounts to two effective date clauses on it. I'll move that the roll call on Senate on committee substitute for House Bill 119 be considered the roll call on Section 2, the retroactive clause.
Hearing no objection, so ordered.
And Mr. Speaker, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on committee substitute for House Bill 119 be considered the roll call on Section 3, the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, so ordered. Clerk, read the next item on the calendar.
House Bill number 674 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank Authority and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Community and Regional Affairs has had House Bill 674 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cotton, Chairman, concurred in by Cotton, Freeman, Kelly, Hackney, Rudd, Ostrowski, Davis, and Osi. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 674 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 674 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Malone, Chairman, concurred in by Duncan, Buchholz, Itta, Naughton, Guy, Haugen, and Cooper. Having no recommendation, Malone. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee substitute be accepted in lieu of the original bill.
Objection is noted. Mr. Freeman. Mr. Duncan.
Mr. Speaker, the difference between the Finance Committee substitute and the original bill appears on page 1, starting on line 18, section 4458-170. We added that section as an amendment to the bill. It applies to certain municipalities throughout the state of Alaska that have charter provisions which requires that all general obligation bonds be sold at a public sale. This, of course, would restrict them from using the bond bank authority as that is not a public sale but a negotiated private sale. In most cases, or in all cases, I believe, the charter provision was, of course, drawn up long before we were aware that we would have a bond bank authority. This would allow all municipalities to participate.
Mr. Malone.
There is one other difference, Mr. Speaker. 4458-170B, we added some language over the original bill to provide that, notwithstanding other provisions of law, the department can withhold payment of municipal revenue sharing funds to the municipalities in default of the bond payment. We did this because of 1.3
Objection maintained. Objection is withdrawn. The Finance Committee substitute is adopted. Does the clerk have amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for House Bill 674 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, committee substitute for House Bill 674 is advanced to second and third reading, placed on final passage. Will the clerk read the bill for the third and final time?
Committee substitute for House Bill number 674 by the Finance Committee, an act relating to the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank Authority and providing for an effective date.
Bills before you for discussion. Question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 674 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote, clerk may close the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
Yeas, no nays, 3 excused.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on committee substitute for House Bill 674 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, so ordered. Clerk, read the next item on Mr. Specking.
Speaker, may we revert to introductions?
Without objection, revert to introductions, Mr. Specking. Mr. Miller.
Speaker, in a sense, the placement of this next bill on the calendar is sort of a typographical error. That the intent was to place this on tomorrow's calendar to round out a fairly full calendar for our television debut. So I'll move and ask unanimous consent that this that House Bill 811 be taken from today's calendar and be placed on tomorrow's.
Hearing no objection, be placed on tomorrow's calendar. Clerk, read the next bill. Mr. Bradley.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that my reconsideration vote on committee substitute for House Bill 316 and be held over for one legislative day in third reading.
Mr. Bradley, the motion is actually incorrect. It would be a motion to hold the bill over in third reading for one day.
Okay.
The bill is no longer under reconsideration.
Ask unanimous consent.
Objections noted. Question is, should the bill be held over in third reading? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
Bill's held over in third reading. That brings us to the end of the calendar.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Byrne.
I would like to place a reconsideration notice on committee substitute for House Bill 119.
Your reconsideration is noted. Brings us to unfinished business. Is there unfinished business to come before the House? Mr. Miller.
Speaker, earlier today we heard a message from the Senate relative to the their proposed amendments for House Committee Substitute for House Bill number 159. Mr. Speaker, I've checked with the sponsor of those of the basic bill, Mr. Or the committee, the chairman of the Resources Committee, Mr. Anderson, and he advises me that the changes that were incorporated in the in the Senate are acceptable to him. Of course, these changes have been passed out to all the members, and he sees no violence done with the bill at all. So I'll move at this time that the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 159, and I ask the members to vote yes.
Question is, shall the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 159? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? The House has concurred in the Senate amendments. The clerk will notify the Senate. So anything, Mr. Miller?
Speaker, may we be at ease?
House stand at ease. House come to order. We are under unfinished business. Is there anything more to come before the House under unfinished business? Mr. Specking.
Thank you. Perhaps Mr. Brown. The Speaker or someone else knows definitely what's happening. The last I heard was that Mr. Hinchman, the head of the Common Carrier Bureau of the FCC, said that he was not going to be amused or something and not receptive to applications for special treatment for Alaska regarding free satellite time. And the last I heard that there were negotiations going on with private sponsors. I don't know if we really like the idea of having the legislature brought to you by a major oil company, but it may come to that. that's what I understand. Perhaps the Speaker has more information on the same subject. Since I did work in television for about 9 years, I would advise the members of the House not to wear white shirts but to wear blue or off-color shirts to avoid highly contrasting clothes between blacks and whites so that you don't cause the screen at home to bloom a little bit on the portion of your white shirt.
Been some discussion as to whether television will cut down or enhance debate. Depends on how people perhaps really view themselves. Mr. Miller.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, unless you have an even further update, I might say that I had my office call the Governor's Telecommunications Office this morning, and they advised the system, you know, all systems still were go, that it was going to be a satellite presentation. We did not inquire as to the sponsorship things, but that I couldn't tell you. But in any case, apparently we're going to be on the air tomorrow.
In any event, the tapes, if necessary, can be dubbed and taken to an airplane and reach most places that night. In fact, the administration has a very, I think, interesting thing going with the news media, where if the news media wishes to inquire of a question of the governor, they can phone the question in, and the governor walks across the public broadcast studio. He answers the question on videotape. It's run to the airport, put on pilot's pouch, arrives in Anchorage. The governor's representative picks it up, runs it to the station, and that night they're on in actuality. And that certainly enhances the delivery of public information to the public, but it also makes anything we're doing look like sort of small potatoes. Is there anything more under unfinished business? Special orders. Committee announcements. Mr. Malone. Mr. Smith.
Labor and Management will meet at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning jointly with Senate Labor and Management to discuss House Bill 874 relating to unemployment compensation for vocational training.
Mr. McKinnon.
State Affairs will meet at 1:30. We'll be taking up House Bill 801 and HCR 88, both dealing with the capital move.
Mr. Brown.
Although this is Wednesday, the House Select Committee on Telecommunications will not meet, and I'd like to remind the members that we will be meeting at 2 p.m. on Friday, tentatively in the House Resources Room, with the Television Advisory Group.
Mr. Gardner. Mr. Bradley.
Mr. Speaker, House Commerce tomorrow at 8 a.m. will be taking up two bills, House Bill 792, Disability Insurance, and House Bill 696, Appropriation of the Pipeline Coordinator.
Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, the House Resources Committee, the Senate Resources Committee, will continue to hear testimony on the proposed oil and gas legislation at 1:30 this afternoon, second floor conference room of the Assembly Building, and will continue again tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.
Mr. Parr.
Mr. Speaker, the Select Committee on Education will meet at noon today in the Hess Committee Room to consider House Concurrent Resolution 113 dealing with the exercising the option on AMU and also to decide on its recommendations to the body concerning appointments to the Board of Regents and the State Board of Education.
Any other committee announcements? Mr. Miller.
Speaker, there'll be a brief Democratic caucus following adjournment, if there are no further announcements, I'll move and ask unanimous consent, Mr. Speaker, that this body stand adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow for a short, very short, brief session, and then we'll have the extended session in the afternoon. But we will meet at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, briefly.
Without objection, we are in adjournment.